USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine continues, the United States has been clear about supplying Ukraine with strictly defensive weapons. But Florida Republican Congressman Michael Walls wants to see a shift in this policy. He's encouraging NATO to help Ukraine launch strikes on Russia's critical infrastructure like oil depots.
If we leave all of Russian logistics unfettered, then they would be able to continue to push and push and push more men and material.
The trial of four men charged with plotting to kidnap and kill Michigan's governor is ending in not guilty verdicts and a mistrial. The jury found two men not guilty and could not reach a verdict with two others, resulting in a mistrial. The four men who claimed an FBI informant set them up faced life in prison sentences if found guilty. USA Radio News.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Microsoft is continuing to block Russian hackers.
Microsoft says it blocked Russian cyber attacks aimed at Ukraine. The tech company believes a hijacking group connected to Russia's military intelligence service tried to establish long-term access to the target networks. Officials have been tracking the group for years and say teams have been working around the clock to protect organizations in Ukraine since the invasion. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Allergy season is in full bloom, but in a COVID world, symptoms can be similar. Today's show, medical correspondent Dr. Natalie Azar says there are still differences between the two.
Super itchy eyes, itchy nose, more consistent with allergy, and of course, the muscle aches, the fever, the loss of taste and smell is more consistent with COVID.
Right now, many tree pollens are very common, and depending on where you live, different allergens peak at different times. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
President Biden held an event at the White House Friday afternoon to celebrate his Supreme Court nominee, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's confirmation to the High Court. The Senate confirming Jackson yesterday with a 53-47 vote, with three Republican senators joining all 50 Democratic senators. Jackson tells the president what the moment means to her.
It is the greatest honor of my life to be here with you at this moment.
A court is transferring the case of a journalist who was killed in 2018.
The trial of 26 men accused of the murder of Saudi Arabian journalist Jamal Khashoggi was halted, and a Turkish court ruled that the case can be moved to Saudi Arabia. The 26 were being tried in absentia and are believed to be in Saudi Arabia. They are accused of killing and dismembering Khashoggi inside the Saudi Arabian embassy in Istanbul in 2018. In 2019, a UN investigation blamed the death on high-level Saudi officials, including Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
JetBlue flight attendants can score a $1,000 bonus by simply showing up for work during the busy spring travel season. Full-time flight attendants are eligible for the bonus if they don't call out from April 8th through May 31st. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.